This is the Colts Daily Update, a look at the latest with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor, from the Power Home Solar Radio Studio.
Hey, good evening on a Tuesday. This is the Colts Daily Update. Thanks for being along tonight as the Colts had the day off today, but they're back on the practice field coming up tomorrow, getting ready for Week 13 and the Houston Texans. The Colts will be going for the season sweep of the Texans this Sunday on the road at NRG Stadium down in Houston. They beat the Texans back in week number 6. Feels like forever ago. 31-3 was that score at Lucas Oil Stadium. Coming up on the show tonight, we'll hear from head coach Frank Reich from last night's Colts Roundtable Live radio program. He'll discuss the tough loss to the Bucs and preview the Texans a little bit as the Colts look for a win before a much-needed bye week. The Colts will have the latest bye in the NFL this season and the latest bye in the history of the franchise now that the NFL has moved to a 17-game schedule. The Colts are trying to flush Sunday's loss to Tampa Bay out of their system. Unfortunately, that loss marked the third time this season the Colts dropped a game where they led by as many as 10 points. Those losses were, of course, to the Ravens, the Titans, and the Bucs on Sunday. All three of those teams lead their respective divisions, so the Colts are proving once again they can play and compete with anybody, but closing games out has been another story, and that's where the Colts have come up short this season. Had the Colts won those games, they'd be 9-3 and probably the top seed in the AFC right now, but you can't play coulda, woulda, shoulda. You are what your record says you are, and the Colts are 6-6, and they had their three-game winning streak snapped by the Buccaneers on Sunday. So if the playoffs started today, the Colts would be on the outside looking in. Currently, they are in 10th place in the conference, but they're only one half game out of the number 7 spot held by the 6-5 Chargers. The Colts are one of 5 teams within striking distance of that last wild card spot. You've got the Raiders and the Broncos. They're both 6-5, and the Steelers are 5-5-1, and then you've got the Browns at 6-6. By the way, Cleveland's on the bye this weekend. And according to analytics website 538.com, the Colts have the most favorable odds of earning the third and final wild card spot at 53% as of right now. That number jumps up to 62% if the Colts win on Sunday in Houston. On the injury front going into the week, the Colts are looking at DeForest Buckner and his knee. He left the game briefly on Sunday with that issue, but did return and played fantastic. He finished the game with 3 tackles. He had a sack, a tackle for loss, and a pass defense against the Bucs. But after that game, the knee stiffened up on him pretty good, and Frank Reich said that Buckner will probably miss some practice time early in the week, and he'll be day-to-day, and the Colts will monitor him throughout the week closer to game day. And Buckner's just been a beast for the Colts. All-pro last year, first-team All-Pro. Hasn't missed a game with an injury in a Colts uniform. He played through pain last year with a hand injury and a severe ankle problem late in the season. And he leads the Colts in sacks with 5.5 and quarterback hits this year with 12. All right, time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Colts head coach Frank Reich as the Colts look to rebound against the Texans. We'll do that coming up on the next segment here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. This is the Colts Daily Update.
Welcome back to the Colts Daily Update. A look at the Colts with Matt Taylor from the Power Home Solar Radio Studio.
We're back on the Colts Daily Update. I'm Matt Taylor. It's the Colts and the Texans coming up this Sunday. The Colts are looking to sweep the season series for the second straight year against their division rivals. And the Colts have won 5 of the last 6 games with the Texans, and they are 30-9 all-time against Houston, dating back to 2002. On Tuesdays, we'd like to give you a listen back to Frank Reich from last night's Colts Roundtable Live radio show in case you missed it. And here's a taste for you now as Frank begins talking about the difference in the game on Sunday as the Colts came up short to the Bucs.
You know, Matt, we just got to do a better job of closing out these games, and that's all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all of us. It's coaching, playing, making the plays at the end of the second half, the end of the game that can win the game for us. So, you know, obviously there was a lot to like, you know, on offense, the way we moved the ball. I thought the defense did a good job of really limiting Tom Brady. He didn't have, you know, an astronomically big day or anything like that. So at the end of the day, obviously the turnovers were a big factor and hurt us bad in this game.
You know, Coach, the tone of the game, if you will, it changed on Shaq Barrett's strip sack. The Colts were looking to extend their lead. It was at 10 at that point, first drive of the third quarter. How much did that play hurt in terms of just the momentum of the game?
It hurt. I mean, like you said, Matt, we got to just kind of come away from points. We had just come off of a flawless 21-point second quarter. Mm-hmm. And now we come out to start the third. We had just had a flawless 2-minute drive at the end of the first half. Now we come out at the beginning of the second half. If we can put together a flawless first drive of the second half and finish that drive with a touchdown, man, is that going to go a long way to putting that game away.
Yeah, one of the big plays of the game, going back to the first half, the 62-yard touchdown to Ashton Doolin. He had great separation in the secondary on that play, Coach. Watching that play back today on film, why was that play so successful for a touchdown, and just how happy were you for a guy like Ashton Doolin who puts in the work and then gets his first career receiving touchdown?
Yeah, very happy. And, you know, it was just a great route by Ashton. He kept it was a post route that he kept nice and thin. Carson made the absolute perfect throw. You know, we've run a lot of crossing routes, you know, this season. So, you know, we had a crossing route going and the free safety kind of bit up on the crossing route, and Carson saw it and was able to hit Ashton right in stride on the deep ball.
Yeah, and as you said today, the Colts, they are playing good football. Despite the loss, the Colts, you continuously prove that you can compete with anybody. I know that's not the goal. You want to beat all of these teams, but what was your message to the team after that game, knowing you still have a lot of, in front of you with 5 games to play and the playoffs are still within reach?
Yeah, the message was, you know, just keep believing and just keep fighting to get better. And we know we have the players and the coaches to finish out these games, and we know we're getting better. We can feel it. The record's showing that. The production on the field is showing that. Mm-hmm. We understand we were going up against the defending world champs in this particular – we just beat a really good team in the Bills, and now you come in against the defending world champs, take them down to the wire. The guys are confident. They know we have the team, and even though it's been 3 games like this where we've had double-digit leads, we're not the same team that we were when we had that first experience. I know everybody believes we're a much better team.
No doubt about that. That's Colts head coach Frank Reich with us tonight here on Colts Roundtable Live. If you have a question for him tonight and every Monday night, you can tweet it in using hashtag Colts Roundtable. So let's leave a handful of minutes here for the fans, Coach. Let's go to Sam. He's asking, what's your assessment of the pass interference penalties that were called on us yesterday? And what is your assessment of Rock Ya-Sin this year? Where has he improved, and where does he still need to take his game?
I mean, I think the officiating this year, I've been happy with the officiating. You know, on those two particular pass interference calls, I mean, I would just put it like this. I'm not complaining about the officiating, but as I graded our players, you know, I didn't downgrade them for how they played those plays. So, and I think Rock is continuing to, I think Rock's doing well. The whole back end of the secondary, mm-hmm. Is really continuing to get better. When you look at their receiving core, and they have a very dangerous receiving core, and we really did a good job of limiting those guys in this past game.
All right, let's go to Trent. He's asking, I know Carson Wentz has a lot of confidence in Michael Pittman Jr. on the 50-50 balls, but was there too much trust on him on the deep pass that was intercepted by Antoine Winfield?
No, I think it was just a great play by Winfield. You know, I mean, we'll take that shot, you know, going deep to Pitt. I mean, I bet if we threw that ball 100 times, 95 times, at the worst case, it's going to be an incompletion, right? When you throw a deep ball, a one-on-one ball like that to your best receiver in Pittman, you're thinking you're either getting a catch, a DPI, mm-hmm. or an incompletion. The last thing you're thinking you're going to get is an interception. But the kid, Winfield, made an unbelievable play.
No, it was. Tip your cap to a guy like that who makes a play in that scenario. All right, let's go to Chad, and I know you talked a lot about this earlier today with the media and last night after the game. Chad kind of puts it in a different way. I know the Bucs were loading the box and stopping the run early in the game, but some fans say you need to force feed Jonathan Taylor, even in RPOs. Taylor is great at making hard yards, but would that have worked, in your opinion, had you given the ball to Taylor on those RPOs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a give and take. Mm-hmm. We want to have a balance of that. You know, there is a time and a place for RPOs, but we're not going to just force it all the time to Jonathan. We're still going to get him a lot of touches in the game. We're going to try to get him the ball in optimal situations. But then, when I was talking with the media today, I'm not saying there is a time where you just got to hand it to him in a heavy box and say, Jonathan, just create. Just go ahead and create. Do your thing. And we're going to always mix that up, Matt. We got to keep the RPOs in, because it does help the players, and we have been very successful on it.
All right, the Texans are up next, closing out, Coach. They fell to the Jets on Sunday. Of course, this is the second of two meetings this season after you beat them way back in week six. Feels like a long time ago. It's also the final game before the bye week, and I know it's always important to go into the week off with a win. What do you see in the Texans as they have a different quarterback in Tyrod Taylor compared to the first time you met them again back in week number six?
Yeah, Tyrod's played a lot of winning football, so I have a lot of respect for him and always have respect for all of our division opponents. You know, I know they struggled against the Jets, but they were just coming off a win versus the Titans. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know this is a dangerous team. A lot of respect for them. And, you know, we're going to have – you know how, Matt, you know what I'm going to say. We got to be 1-0. We got to get better this week. We got to find a way to win an important division game.
That's Frank Reich. That's from Colts Roundtable Live, which airs every Monday night following games here on The Fan. And that full show and the full interview is up on Colts.com. The Colts mobile app has it, and anywhere else you download your podcasts on the Colts Audio Network. We've got you covered all week long on the Colts and the Texans. We'll have more on the matchup tomorrow, but that's all for now. Instant Replay is coming up next. I'm Matt Taylor, and this has been the Colts Daily Update here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.